529 now. If you're a native English speaker and you're also handy with foreign languages, the European Commission wants to hear from you. Officials in Brussels say they face a severe shortage of interpreters and translators who have English as their first language. It's so bad, interpreters from other countries are being roped in and some meetings are being cancelled. Yvonne Murray in Brussels has been looking at the reasons for the shortfall.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm behind the scenes at the moment at a commission meeting on chemical regulation, and in front of me I can see all the different representatives of the member states. I'm in one of the interpreters' booths, and if I press these buttons in front of me on the console, I can change into any language I like. With 27 countries and even more languages, interpreters are in constant demand here. But those who have English as their first language are in critically short supply. In the English booth at the Commission headquarters, Julian and Nicola are interpreting for a press conference. Both have over 20 years of experience.
I work from French, Italian and Spanish, and also from Danish and Swedish.
That is a lot of languages. Why did you develop an interest in languages, and where did you learn them?
Well, I started learning languages at school, as most people do, so I did some French and Spanish.
Did you also start your languages at school?
Yes, I did, and I think it is a good thing for language learning to be compulsory. Certainly at the school I went to, it was compulsory. British people in general seem to have this idea that, oh, we're English, we're not good at foreign languages. I think it would be quite easy for people to think, well, it's not fashionable to learn languages because we're no good at them anyway.
And it's the distinct unfashionability of language learning in the UK that's got the Commission worried. A short walk past the busker to the interpreters' HQ, I meet Marco Benedetti, the Commission's Director General for Interpretation. He says a whole generation of staff is about to retire, and they are not being replaced.
If we don't do something now, very soon, we will have a serious problem in the next 5 years. There will be more and more non-English, non-native English speakers, which will be obliged to interpret into English, or we will have to reduce the number of meetings every day.
But it's not just fluency in other languages that appears to be the problem. The grasp of English also leaves a lot to be desired. So says Brian Fox, Director of Interpreters.
You modify the language you use according to the context in which you find yourself, and many of the youngsters coming out nowadays are still speaking as if they're talking to their student colleagues, even when they should be moving up into different registers. This command of the language isn't there very much anymore.
To fly the flag for multilingualism, the Commission has dispatched a field officer across the channel to work closely with schools and universities. From her own observations, Fiona Harris believes languages are fast becoming the preserve of public school children.
It does seem to me that languages are becoming elitist because the independent sector on the whole is keeping languages at GCSE level. I think there are up to four times as many children from the independent sector taking a GCSE in a language than in the state sector. And that is a very worrying trend.
I didn't expect that so many would drop it completely, and I regret that. And I think there's a conversation about that. But let's not pretend that there wasn't a lot of dissatisfaction about compulsion for every child.
Estelle Morris was Secretary of State for Education when the decision was made to give head teachers the choice to make languages optional at GCSE. She says she believes the policy to shift compulsion to primary level in England is the right one.
It's a very difficult time and an awkward time while we shift from teaching modern foreign languages compulsory up to 16 to, hopefully, my view is quite clear, and it always was, compulsory from 5 to 14. And we have a debate about whether we could have handled it better. It could have been quicker, but it's a good move, and I think it will help solve this terrible historic problem that we seem to have.
Back in Brussels, in the basement of the conference centre, a group of interpreters is shooting a video to be posted on YouTube. is the latest in a series of online video clips designed to encourage young people into the profession. Ironically, the demand for English in Brussels is growing as newer member states choose it as a working language. But as the shortage of British interpreters becomes more severe, the Commission is facing the prospect of hearing more English spoken here, just not by native speakers.
Yvonne Murray reporting.